we have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
A very good rainy Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black.
Yeah, this is the way to start the week.
Boy, them golden raindrops. Well, here's the way to start your week with lunch today at Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821. They're open from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Regular meals, $6. I mean, anybody can go in there and get a meal for $6, including your drink and dessert. Senior citizens, only $5 bill. Everyone is welcome. It's Elk City Meals on Wheels. Monday morning, the 23rd of May. Chicken fried steak, mashed taters, and gravy, fried okra biscuit, snickerdoodle cake.
Ooh.
And ooh, yes. Chicken fried steak, mashed taters, and gravy, fried okra biscuit, and snickerdoodle cake is what's on the menu today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Tell them the Energy Show sent you. And all military veterans, first Monday of each month, American Legion Post 181 is inviting you to a meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ Family Center, 2nd and Adams. Please join them for their monthly meetings. Come and get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting, along with some great stories. Coffee will be provided. They would enjoy your presence. So come on out, first Monday of each month, American Legion Post 181, 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ, 2nd and Adams, here in Elk City, their family center. All military veterans are invited. Okay, Butch Black, you got any good news to start us out over there, brother? Are you just
well, right now,
coasting?
We've got a thunderstorm stretching from just east of Elk City all the way over to the state line.
Not in the severeness yet.
Nothing. We've got today, right now, our storm risk is marginal. We have a marginal severe storm risk, so kind of bring everybody up to date on that. Let's see. Where did they go? I lost them.
Come on, man. You can find them.
Well, I
They're
can
probably
do that.
Somewhere where your wits are, too.
No. I have no wits.
Exactly.
Well, I say I can. Give me a break here. Let's see. There we go.
Come on.
Come on. Find me. I had them up, and they disappeared.
Well, you know, that's how it
All works. All right, WTI crude on the July 2022 exchange is up $1.25 to $111.53. Brent crude on the July exchange is up $1.37 to $113.92. NYMEX natural gas is actually down 12 cents on the June exchange for to $7.97. Unfortunately, RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX June exchange is up $1.08 to $384.78. NYMEX heating oil is up $3.24 to $377.15. Not good. Not good.
Oh, Brandonomics.
Yeah, 101.
Here's your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning.
Oh, there.
Yes. Up 14 from 1 week ago. 714 rigs a week ago on the Baker Hughes rig count. 728. That is 273 more rigs than there were drilling this time last year. 709 of those, 728 are drilling, four are on land. One is drilling inland waters. 18 offshore rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count. Of those, 576 drilling for oil, 150 drilling for gas, natural gas. Two geothermal wells on the list this week. Horizontally, 664 of the 728 are being drilled horizontally, 39 directionally drilled wells, 25 vertically drilled wells. Here's your state-by-state variances. Alaska on the Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning has 8, as they did a week ago. 7 active drilling rigs in California, unchanged there. Colorado also stayed steady at 16. Louisiana jumped up 1 from 63 to 64. Kansas on their independent rig count, it looked like they were up 1 from 50 to 51 on the Kansas rig count. New Mexico stayed steady at 98. Unchanged was North Dakota at 36. Ohio had 12, as they did a week ago. And Oklahoma up 1 from 57 to 58. So Oklahoma gaining another active drilling rig. Pennsylvania stayed steady at 25 active rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count. Texas gained 12 from 345 to 357. Utah stayed steady at 13. West Virginia has 14 active drilling rigs in the air. And Wyoming was 16, as they are unchanged from a week ago. 343 in the Permian. Closest basin next to them, Haynesville, was 70. 65 in the Eagle Ford. All the way down to 39 in the Marcellus. 38 in the Williston. 27 in the Cana Woodford. 15 in the DJ Niobrara. 12 in the Utica. 3 in the Granite Wash. So, there you have it. Baker Hughes rig count up, which we knew, you know, last week we said it's a lot of rigs were moving.
Yeah.
You know, 14, and Texas gaining 12, so the Permian still seems to be the...
It's still the dominant spot.
The hot hand. But, you know, of those, 8 of those 12 were in the Permian.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest were in the Haynesville.
Yeah, it's still the hot spot. And will remain so for a while. Well, I love this.
Well, glad to hear it.
The energy crunch is causing ESG to fall out of favor. And, of course, the ESG is the environmental, social, and governance. So the former chief of BP warned that investors are pushing environmental, social, and governance concerns aside as fears about energy security and mounting costs take precedence.
Precedence.
John Brown, who ran BP between 1995 and 2007, was speaking 25 years after becoming the first boss of an oil major to acknowledge the link between man-made carbon emissions and rising global temperatures. His former company is among several large energy firms to see investor support for climate resolutions fall in recent shareholder votes. People are saying maybe in these very tough, trying times, where we have energy shortages, oil and gas prices at record highs, and a lack of security in energy, maybe we should be focused on those things rather than ESG. This is kick the ESG can down the road. I love it just because we've been saying this all along that we need to take responsibility, environmental responsibility. There's no doubt about that. But you can't just shut off the valve. You know, you can't just turn off the gas valve and flip on the light switch and expect everything to work. It doesn't happen. And for shareholders to be pushing the agenda for the company, you know, I hate to tell you this, folks, and yes, over the years, they have had bad policies and stuff, but that's begun to change even before this climate catastrophe garbage hit the airwaves. But they were making changes, doing things cleaner, doing things, cleaning up after themselves, so on and so forth. This is stuff that they've taken on themselves. And then for the shareholders to come in but these companies grew to the size they are now from doing these things. And all of a sudden they're going to come in and just turn it completely around.
Yeah.
You know, who are you and where have you been for the last 40 years
building
this company?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and now you're going to run it?
Yeah, good luck with that.
But it's good to see that some common sense is coming back into the investor market. Again, I'm not saying we don't need to look after these things.
Sure.
But we can do it in a responsible manner that doesn't bankrupt a company or doesn't cause shortages.
Yeah.
And
you have the Chicken Little effect. You know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
We can do it in a responsible manner. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to see how one Biden appointee is squirming like a puppy passing a peach seed. And I'll leave you with that little tidbit, and we'll continue our Monday morning edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your... If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Planting season has sprung, and if the crops aren't in the ground, you'd better check out our full line of Kubota tractors and Land Pride implements. With convenient locations, Great Plains Kubota makes owning a Kubota easy, with great financing options and dependable with our exceptional service after the sale. When you want more than just a Kubota, you'll need the brand that serves, Great Plains Kubota. Visit gpkubota.com for the location nearest you. That's greatplainskubota.com.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
Do you want a certain style of living? If the answer is yes, then drive away today in a new Buick from Cummins Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. The new 2022 Buick Encore is rated top luxury entry-level SUV and a perfect way to get style in your drive. In fact, check out the new 2022 Buick lineup. It's incredible. Price to sell. Cummins Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, just off I-40 and Airport Road and online at CumminsBPG.com. Experience the new Buick. See dealer for details.
Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations, and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
We are back. DCP Services offer fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including, well, forklifts, mowing, trenching, tractors, backhoes, whatever you need. They rebuild Chemray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps as well. Plus, they have a wireline division with both braid and slickline capabilities. For these services, get a hold of Jeffrey Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline, processing, and production. 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker at 580-339-1773. 580-339-1773.
And we even have fittings for those who don't need fittings.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, fittings.
Yeah.
Schedule 80, Schedule 40.
Oh, yeah.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. X-heavy.
6,000 pounds, 6,000 pounds. Yeah,
yeah, we can.
All right. You make them up for them. I mean, they tell you, okay, I need a 12-inch nipple.
Yeah,
here,
I can put a crew out to do that.
I bet you can. David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies, proud sponsor of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. He's a trusted source for mineral management, well over 35 years in the business. If you have some questions, we'd be more than happy to help you out and answer them for you. He'll treat you fairly and he'll treat you squarely. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. Okay, here's the story at hand. I really enjoyed when I read this earlier. Interior Secretary left stammering over Manchin and Lankford questions about the Brandon energy policies. To say Interior Secretary Deb Haaland had a rough day before a Senate committee hearing last week might be considered an understatement. First, she was pummeled by Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, then politely hauled onto the carpet by Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford as the two pursued questions about the Brandon administration's continued attack on the oil and gas industry and its rush to blame Vladimir Putin for the country's gasoline price crisis. Manchin tore into Haaland as she testified about the government's five-year offshore drilling program, and it left her stammering. Secretary Haaland, you just put out a statement. The U.S. Department of Interior just put out a statement, and the statement basically says a proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development, Manchin said. This is from y'all's office, Manchin said. So it looks like you're going to shut everything down. Did you know y'all put this out? I'm sorry. I'm sitting in this hearing and not, Haaland replied. My God, this shuts it down, Manchin shot back. It shows what your intent is. We're getting this at the last possible day, the last possible minute, knowing that there's other steps to go through, Manchin said. The timing is not right that you've taken as long as you possibly could. Then it came time for Lankford to question the secretary about why the Brandon administration is standing in the way of U.S. energy and mineral development while at the same time it calls for lower gasoline prices at the pump. On delays for permitting offshore drilling projects, Lankford says, when is the earliest we can actually start leasing? Haaland's response, so we plan to have the proposed program by June 30th and it's another 90 plus 60, 150 days after that. Lankford, so you're saying by the end of this year, by December 31st, at that point, with that calendar, you would be able to start leasing at that point. Haaland said, I will absolutely keep you abreast of the progress that we're making and make sure that this committee knows. Lankford said, so when in the deadline on it to be able to start leasing, actually, to be able to get to this point, to have this process done. I don't think there is an actual deadline, Haaland replied. That's the concern, actually, that all of us have, that there's actually no deadline, Lankford said. That the proposal to talk about it is coming on the date that it should be done, and that this is going to then stretch out for the next 2 or 3 years of talking about it. And so we're trying to figure out when's the deadline to start leasing. Lankford, the administration, talks a lot about critical minerals development in the Southwest. There's a company that has gone through the leasing process to actually do leasing since 2017 on lithium in that area. And now there's a pretty dramatic change where there's been a withholding of the core of their lithium deposit that they're now saying, well, you can do all of your development, but not here in the core of actually the project itself. It's being held out. All they're looking for is the information of how this decision made, what they can actually get public about the actual mineral process itself. All they want is just engagement. But they're not getting the engagement at this point, and this has lithium deposits, which I understand they're trying to go after. Secretary Haaland, she just standing there looking doe-eyed like, what?
I thought this was going to be easy. They were supposed to give me powder puff questions.
Yeah, like not knowing anything about the energy industry.
She doesn't. Just like the first release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. She had no clue how much oil the United States used in a day's time.
No.
And she's the Energy Secretary? Well, Department of Interior.
But she's over that whole
but
deal.
You don't even have a clue how much oil is used in a single 24-hour period in the United States, but you've got the job of running it.
Let you know that old Brandon just surrounded himself with a lot of dumber people. Make himself feel a little better.
Well, he's going to have Beavis and Butthead if he's going to look any better.
Well put, sir. Anyway, I just thought it was funny that Manchin was just all up in this old gal's business.
Well.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Humming.
Yeah.
Well, here's some more significant trends to watch as things move on. And this is according to Gerard Heap. He's a national partner in charge of energy for the audit group Grant Thornton. And what he's saying is it seems like there are more significant, impactful trends and developments to watch than ever. It might not be the next week or next month, but one development I hope to start watching is a serious conversation around building out U.S. natural gas infrastructure. We're only beginning to see supply shortfalls in products like fertilizer, which rely on natural gas for feedstock. The U.S. could probably not export enough natural gas to Europe in coming months to meet their demand due to the Ukraine conflict. So even John Kerry has said that natural gas is going to be crucial in his energy transition goals. For a number of reasons, demand is only going to one direction. And is $7 to $8 natural gas enticing enough for the producers to stop flaring and the shippers to spend the capital for gathering and transportation lines? Or will the government get out of the way and let the lines be built? These are trends to watch. And, of course, then we've got Tom Singh, who's the director of the School of Energy for Economics, Policy, and Commerce, University of Tulsa's Collins College of Business. Man, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
He says, how long can Henry Hub natural gas stay above $8? Will U.S. refineries start to experience outages due to running at over 90% utilization for so long? What will the forecast be for the upcoming U.S. hurricane season? Will the European Union finally develop a plan to phase out imports of Russian energy? Will all member countries take a firm stance on the proposal? These are all questions that are out there, and the answers are going to dictate which direction we go.
Yeah.
You are right as rain. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to bail just a little bit early, and then we're going to be back with the second half in a couple minutes of the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have. A team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559. 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559. And check them out online at itlpros.com.
During the month of May, National Better Speech and Hearing Month, every purchase of a rechargeable set of hearing aids will include a remote control at no charge. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. I have 1750, 2250, and I have a set with Bluetooth, remote control, and everything for $2,450. Everything. During the month of May, since it's Better Speech and Hearing Month, every purchase of a set of rechargeable hearing instruments will include a remote control for free. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's on Gary Boulevard, 1906 Gary Boulevard to be exact. The phone number there is 275-2904, Caring Hearing Aid Services. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
Spring Air Mattresses are here now at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet. No matter what kind of sleeper you are, Galleria and Spring Air have the right mattress for you. Enjoy better sleep on a quality Spring Air Reserve or back supporter mattress and get a free adjustable base. Save on Queen Ash Firm Mattresses, $299. Queen Ash Euro Top Mattresses, only $399. Get a free adjustable base with any Tommy Copper mattress or take up to 48 months to pay at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Okay, that would be us. And this would be Bird Equipment. Telling you, they got job openings for, well, pipe fitters and also pressure vessel pipe code, non-code welders. Starting pay between $15 to $22 an hour based on your experience. They offer health insurance, vision, and dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k. Apply in person at the Bird Equipment Office, 701 Dispensary Road, Burns Flat, or call 580-562-3124 for details. Go join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. They're hiring for both their Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities. And also American Hose and Supply. When you need hose or fittings, you don't need it next week, you need it now. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, oil field worker, industrial, doesn't make any difference. If there's a hose keeping you out of what you're doing, you're not making any money. It's costing you money. Call them now. American Hose and Supply, 821-4413, 580-821-4413. They are located inside Camrock's building on South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Okay, Butch, here's a biggie.
A rig, bigger than Deb Holland, yes, being dumb.
Yeah, no, not quite that big, but a rig nicknamed the Beast.
The Beast
has set a long-distance drilling record in Alaska and unlocked oil from a new section of the western northern slope oil fields. ConocoPhillips Alaska said the reservoir is expected to produce up to 20,000 barrels of oil per day. Adding to Alaska's North Slope oil production rates that lately have run near 500,000 barrels daily. The Doyon, D-O-Y-O-N, the Doyon 26, a massive rig that ConocoPhillips ordered 6 years ago to tap a long-known but essentially remote oil accumulation, punched a horizontal well into the earth for a distance of 6.7 miles. The company said in a statement Friday. It's a new record for a land-based rig, the company said. On May 18th, the Beast also produced the first oil from the reservoir known as Fjord West, northwest of the Alpine development. The new oil is flowing at unexpectedly good rates, about 10,000 barrels of oil daily, the company said. ConocoPhillips, Alaska's biggest oil producer, has announced other drilling records in the recent years at the Alpine site. The horizontal wells differ from vertical wells extended down to into the earth that can travel a more horizontal path across huge distances, reducing the need for tundra-damaging gravel drill pads, pipelines, and roads. Just put that straw right down the middle of the pay zone. Yep. The Beast, the largest mobile land rig in North America, has even more potential with the possibility of drilling wells 7.5 mile laterals. ConocoPhillips said it can develop about three times as much area as conventional rigs, reaching about 150 square miles from a drilling pad that's the size of a few city blocks. In this case, the drilling took place from a small pad expansion from the existing CD2 drilling site in the Alpine field. But the project opens a new era that we call growth without gravel, where we can use extended reach technology to access 60% more acreage from a single pad, said Eric Isaacson, president of ConocoPhillips Alaska. The rig was built by Doyon Drilling, owned by Doyon, an Alaska Native Regional Corporation. Getting it to the North Slope was a logistical feat at 9.7 million pounds. It was hauled from its fabricated site in Alberta, Canada, and 270 tractor trailer loads, about twice the amount for most drilling rigs.
Yeah.
After an assembly and testing in the North Slope hub town of Dead Horse, it was trucked to its drilling site in huge Lego-like pieces, including a chunk that slid off a road in 2020.
Oops.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have been on that job.
Well, those roads.
I'd have to take some big old gin trucks.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's one thing environmentalists have been crazy about is the fact of the damage it does to
the surface. Yeah, right.
Well, in this, I mean, yeah, you're sacrificing a location a few city blocks large. It's larger than most locations up there. But
the overall footprint,
when you're drilling anywhere from 4 to 12 holes off that one pad.
Yeah. From 5 to 8 miles.
Yeah. You know, you're not disturbing any of the surface anywhere within 150 mile square there.
Yeah.
So what's the downside to it?
I can't think of one.
Other than the fact with the green weenies, it's more oil.
Right.
So anyway.
But yeah, 10,000 barrels a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That goes straight down the pipeline because you can't put enough tanks there to do that.
And see, the one thing that Alaska does have is the infrastructure to move that oil around.
Yep, they do. Well, according to the CEO of Naftogaz, which is Ukraine's gas company, OPEC is on the wrong side of history and sticking with Russia. And the chief executive of the Ukrainian state energy giant Naftogaz says oil producer group OPEC is on the wrong side of history and choosing to stick with Russia to stabilize energy markets. According to Yuri Vitrenko, he warned the Middle East-dominated group of exporting countries to recognize the Kremlin's onslaught in Ukraine as a challenge to their wealth. When asked whether OPEC was in danger of being out of sync with the international community over Russia's widely condemned invasion, Vitrenko replied, "Yes, it seems like they are on the wrong side of history. They have a vested interest in the economic development of the world and the sustainability of the world, and Putin is challenging this sustainability. He is challenging their wealth. Maybe they don't understand. Excuse me, at the moment, but if we live in the world that Putin wants us to live in, there will be no wealth for the Gulf countries. Again, everything they have been building for years will just disappear. They have to be fully aware of it," Vitrenko said. A spokesperson for OPEC was not immediately available to comment. Governments around the world have imposed a barrage of unprecedented punitive sanctions and severed economic ties with Russia in response to President Vladimir Putin's war with Ukraine. However, OPEC does not appear willing to take similar action against Moscow. Russia is a key partner in the wider OPEC Plus Energy Alliance and is itself a major exporter of oil. OPEC kingpin Saudi Arabia has previously said the group would keep politics out of its output decisions. Yeah, right. Speaking to CNBC, Saudi Arabia's energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, said that OPEC's very existence was dependent on the separation of its mission to stabilize oil prices from other geopolitical factors. Now, that's a mouthful of trash, is what that was.
I didn't get a lot of that.
There was no truth in that statement.
Well, here's some latest big producers in Western Oklahoma. A Western Oklahoma well drilled by the Kaiser Francis Oil Company of Tulsa brought in more than 2,100 barrels of oil a day. The Munyo, drilled in Custer County, a site about 3 miles southwest of the town of Custer City, was completed in March of this year. It had production of 2,129 barrels of oil a day, along with 205 MCF of natural gas, drilled depth about 16,863 feet into the Cherokee Formation. Devon Energy filed a completion report in Blaine County well with production approaching 1,200 barrels of oil a day. It was about 10 miles southeast of Watonga. It was completed in December at about 1,181 barrels of oil a day and 3,786 MCF of natural gas. They drilled that down to 26,696 feet in the Mississippian Formation. A Mewbourne Oil Company filed reports on 2 wells in Ellis County. One was 10 miles south of the town of Arnett, produced about 374 barrels of oil a day, 712 MCF of natural gas were completed. They drilled the well to a depth of 19,964 feet into the Cherokee Formation. The Sally Jarry, located right next to this well, adjacent to the Joe Don well, at a depth of 20,375 feet, produced 306 barrels of oil a day. This is up around Arnett. 782 MCF of natural gas. That was in the Cherokee Formation. Then Trinity Operating, USG, filed complete reports. 3 gas wells, 2 on a single pad and adjacent to the third in Pittsburgh County, site west of the town of Quinton. Produced 4,107 MCF of natural gas from a depth of about 18,860 feet in the Woodford Formation. And then the second well, located on the same spud, the Little Joe, number 135, they produced 4,169 MCF of natural gas from a depth of 18,558 feet. And the third well had an adjacent site with listed as a dry hole. So, ouch. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, though.
No, Not according to Meatloaf.
3 out of 10 get you in the Hall of Fame, for crying out loud. But anyhow, there's people that are hitting some pretty good wells out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still there.
And some of the service company guys that I've talked to that have been having to fly back and forth and drive several hours to get to job sites are saying, you know, they are working up in the scoop and stack now. Mm-hmm. And so they are working a little closer to home, which makes it nicer.
It does. It does. And the difference in our natural gas output anymore is the fact we're not dealing with the pressures we did when we first started in this. We relieved a lot of that pressure.
But tens, thousands of pounds of pressure.
Yeah, 15. Yeah. Even some 20,000 pound iron out there at times.
Whew.
Yeah, it was fun.
Pressure can kill.
Well, BlackRock told Texas it will still invest in oil and gas.
Oh.
I love this.
They crawdadding a little bit there, are they?
Yes, they are.
Hit them in the wallet?
Uh-oh. Yes, they are. BlackRock Incorporated told Texas it's committed to helping clients invest in the energy industry, rebutting suggestions by state officials that the firm boycotts fossil fuel companies through its advocacy for sustainable investing. The world's largest asset managers oversees about $310 billion of investments in energy firms worldwide, including more than $115 billion in Texas companies. BlackRock said in a letter to State Comptroller Glenn Hager, "We do not boycott energy companies." BlackRock's Dahlia Blass, head of external affairs and chief client officer, Mark McComb, wrote in the May 13th letter, obtained through a public records request, "On behalf of our clients, we are investing in industries and in communities across Texas." A spokesman for New York-based BlackRock declined to comment beyond the contents of the letter. Chief Executive Officer Larry Fink has positioned BlackRock as leading advocate of investing with environmental, social, and governance goals in mind, saying that climate change is an investment risk. The firm has been targeted by climate activists demanding even more rapid change and those who want the transition to clean energy to be more gradual. Last week, BlackRock said it won't support efforts by investors who seek to micromanage companies through prescriptive shareholding resolutions. Yeah, right. BlackRock, with $9.6 trillion under management as of March 31st, said its business model is to offer a wide range of investment funds and that it doesn't dictate particular strategies that its clients must use. More than half of BlackRock's U.S. retail funds allocate some of their portfolios to energy companies, according to the letter. BlackRock funds owned 6.5% of Irving, Texas-based ExxonMobil Corp. and 8.3% of Houston-based ConocoPhillips as of March 31st, making the asset manager the second biggest investor in both companies, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Some clients choose funds that specifically exclude fossil fuels, and the firm has created 7 U.S. retail funds for this purpose, BlackRock said. These funds account for about 0.1% of U.S. retail assets under management. Additional funds restrict certain types of energy or fossil fuel investments or prioritize companies that are advancing the world's transition to cleaner energy. The letter came in response to a March request from Hagar for detailed information from BlackRock and 18 other financial firms about their climate policies and energy investments. And we did that story when it came out.
Yeah.
That Texas is looking at the investment bunches, and if you don't help us,
if you ain't into us, we ain't into you.
Yeah. A Texas law that took effect last year is designed to limit state business with companies that restrict investment in the oil and gas industry. Hager is in the process devising a list of those deemed to be boycotting the sector. So they're putting teeth in their bite now. We said we'd do it. We're going to do it. And, of course, BlackRock's running backwards because I guarantee you no matter how much they put down fossil fuels and everything else, they're highly invested in it because there's money.
Plus, not just Texas, even though they're the biggest player, there are a lot of other producing states that are doing the same thing.
Sure.
You know, and they see that domino effect. You start hitting them in the wallet. Uh-huh. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got energy news, and I also got a little deal here from Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. She was grilled as well on Capitol Hill last week. Stick around. We'll have the conclusion of the Exploring Energy Radio Show and our mop-up segment right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're an oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, to make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
If you're like any farmer or rancher, you're always looking for a better, more efficient way of getting things done. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, has built a business that caters to the ag community because they're farmers and ranchers themselves. They do what they love, and they love to help others along the way. They're taking care of their farming operations while helping others take care of theirs too. They've been there and done that, and they're still doing it today. You'll find everything you need when you patronize their business, from cattle feeds in bulk or sack to cattle chutes and trailers. They even have a room designated for guns and ammo, and listen, it's quite impressive. Go see for yourself, because if they don't have it, you don't need it. That's Hobart Farm and Garden, 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. Give them a call, 580-726-3351, or visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.net.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources, www.sowerok.com. You can download the free Sower Connect app, stay abreast of the situation, plus have at your fingertips the Lease Pumper's Handbook with searchable filters and links, ability to submit questions when you're faced with difficulties in the field from other industry professionals. Also receive notifications on Oklahoma's latest oil and natural gas events hosted by Sower and affiliated partners like OERB and the 25th Annual OK Oil Expo coming up October the 13th at the Bennett Event Center. In fact, they are taking registrations now for Boost Space. All of us old regulars have already had our chance to reclaim our booths, which we did, and others have too, but there are still some availabilities. It's a big building. Going to be a lot of people. 25th anniversary, going to have a lot of special activities going on as well. But get back to the educational opportunities Sower provides. May the 24th. That is this week. In fact, that's tomorrow. You need to register before 5 p.m. today for the chat with the OCC. Okay, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, reporting non-permitted discharges, spills, etc. It's a very important class. It's free. It's tomorrow from 11 to 12. Get registered today before 5 p.m. at sowerok.com. Also, the PHMSA, Pipeline Hazardous and Material Safety Administration, regulatory compliance updates. That's coming up June the 2nd from 11 to 12. That's also a free Zoom meeting. Get on sowerok.com, get registered for that. And then coming up June 16th, OGI best practices for volatile organic compounds, organic compounds, methane leak monitoring. That's coming up the 16th of June. Also a Zoom meeting and for free. So lots of educational opportunities. Go to www.sowerok.com and keep yourself compliant.
Yeah, you did the story on Deb Holland.
Yeah.
But I just kind of ran across this too and didn't realize through what you were saying a while ago. But Deb Holland, who is the Secretary of the Interior,
inferior.
Is blaming the previous administration for this lease stoppage. You know, the previous administration was pushing to get everything through they could, and now that we're going to blame them because we're not leasing? Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, like I said, any kind of diversionary tactic is is what they're all about. Anyway, very quickly, the senator from Missouri, given old Secretary Jennifer Granholm, she is the energy secretary, last Thursday, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm insisted that policies implemented under the Brandon administration had no impact on the rising energy prices Americans have faced since Brandon took office last year.
Everybody believes that. Stand on your head.
Yeah. During a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing Thursday, Granholm was questioned by Senator Josh Hawley, Republican Missouri, on what the administration is doing to lower energy prices across America and whether she believes policies put forth by President Brandon are to blame for the higher costs. Citing the cost of gasoline in his home state of Missouri, as well as projections for even higher gasoline prices during the summer months, Hawley asked Granholm whether she believed the current energy crisis Americans are facing is acceptable. No, it is not, she said. And you can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling essentially and then instantly, oh, nonsense, Hawley interjected. With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense. In January 2021, the average gas price in my state was $2.07 a gallon. 8 months later, he says, long before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, that price was up over 30%. It's been going up consistently since. What are you doing to reverse this administration's policies that are drawing down our own supply of energy in this country, that are throttling oil and gas production in the United States, he asks. With respect, sir, it is not an administration policies that have affected supply and demand, she responded shortly before Hawley interjected again. Here's what your president did when he first came to office, Hawley said to Granholm. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs on the ANWR, the Alaska, the Atlantic Wildlife Refuge. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide and accounts for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that had no effect on our energy supply? Granholm then began discussing a survey that, according to her, found 94% of the oil and gas executives believe administration policies had nothing to do with the increase of the price of oil. I'm not interested in opinions of those people. I'm interested in facts, Hawley responded. Are you telling me that these policies had no effect? Is that your testimony? Hawley asked. Are you telling me under oath that these policies had no effect on the oil and gas industry? I'm telling you that 94% of the oil and gas industry executives said they had no effect. And no, they did not, Granholm said.
To the whole two we talked to.
Yeah. Granholm said the COVID-19 pandemic had a lot to do with the supply and demand issues Americans are witnessing, and it relates to gasoline and higher prices coming out of COVID. Now, so she went from instantly Vladimir Putin and the invasion of Ukraine to COVID. I have to say, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, your answers are insulting, Hawley said. You had 2 months. You said 2 months ago your department was on war footing. What we're doing to bring down the price of gasoline, which is consistently going up since you took office, appearing to go frustrated during the exchange, Granholm said, oil is traded on the global market. We are paying extremely high prices today, just as they are in Japan, just as they are in Germany, just as they are in South Africa, because it is... He says again, what are you doing to get it down? I mean, crying out loud, that's a pretty good question. We're calling for an increase in supply, Granholm said. We're releasing 1 million barrels per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to balance out the supply and demand. Who are you calling? Hawley said over Granholm. Granholm said the Energy Department is calling on domestic oil and gas manufacturers and international oil and gas manufacturers to increase supply, but made no specific mention of what the process looks like.
Well, he's been begging OPEC forever.
First thing he did. And then he's like, okay, let's just start releasing from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Well, I got news for you. That's a finite amount.
Yeah. Oh, brother. We're going to have some weather coming up our way.
We've already had some weather. Right now it's 52 degrees. Humidity's at 86%. Winds are east at 7. Dew point's at 48. Wind chill's at 50.
Yikes.
Right now, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms, likely mainly before 10 a.m. We've already seen one. Cloudy with a high near 65. Southeast wind 7 to 10. Chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts where thunderstorms are.
Yeah.
Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 56. East-southeast wind around 11. Chance of precipitation 90%. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. That's one of the best forecasts we've had in year. Tuesday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 7. Then showers and thunderstorms likely mainly between 7 and 1. Cloudy with a high near 66. Chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch. 30% chance of showers Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69, north-northwest wind 10 to 14, gusts 21. Thursday, sunny with a high near 83. Friday, sunny with a high near 89. Sunny with a high near 95 on Saturday. Sunny and high near 95 on Sunday.
Sunny.
Yeah.
Yesterday in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's not sing.
Good call. Yeah, that's the early morning show. That's not us.
Stock. Yeah, well, we don't. Only one of us can sing, and we're not sure which one it is. We got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, right now the market's in pretty good mood. AUP is up 35 to $100 and a nickel. Apache's up $1.03 to $42.69. Chesapeake's up 64 to $91.77. Continental Resources up 91 to $60.69. ConocoPhillips is up 217 to $107.19. Devon's up $1.12 to $71.04. GE is up 72 to $75.97. Halliburton's up 81 to $37.51. H&P is up 93 to 46.54. Liberty Oilfield's up 29, 15.20. Laredo Petroleum's up 92 to 63.67. Magellan Midstream is up 13 cents, 48.64. OG&E is up a quarter, $40.12. One Oak is up 10 pennies to 63.62. Panhandle Minerals is trading steady at 3.21. Phillips 66 is up $1.46 to 95.25. Sandridge is up 56 to 20.43. Schlumberger is up $1, 42.13, and the Williams Company is up 26 cents to 35.64.
Okay, West Texas Intermediate up 11 cents to 110.39. Now Brent crude oil has overtaken WTI once again. It's trading at 112.94. That's up 39 cents on the ICE Futures Exchange out of London. Telkom crude oil in Japan down 990 yen per kiloliter. And NYMEX natural gas up 5 cents, trading at $8.14. It was a little below $8 when we first started the show.
Yeah, it was like $7.97.
So that is going to be a fantastic deal. So,
you think this is really smart?
What's that?
It says Russia dominates nuclear power supply chains, and the West needs to prepare now to be independent in the future. You think?
Yeah, think. That's some really good advice. Whoever wrote that,
yeah, it's a little late.
Must be making a lot of money for crying out loud. Yeah. Going to try to hook up with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe for one of our days this week.
Cool.
Also trying to reschedule Dewey F. Bartlett Jr.
Right.
Scheduled for the last Monday of each month. Of course, next Monday being Memorial Day, we won't have a show.
Right.
We'll have a short work week next week, a three-day weekend, if you will, this weekend, kind of the official kickoff to summer. Lots of things going on. We'll have Remember When Wednesday on Wednesday of this week.
I started to sing Summer by.
Probably, like you said, better. Leave that to the early morning show, guys. Well, again, we appreciate you for being part of our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Lots of things going on. Again, I just tell you right now, the primaries are, as Paul Michael Wiebe said, some of the very most important votes of the season. The midterms, definitely, but we got to get the right people in there as well. And
do your due diligence, check them out, and pray about it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, just God's
still on his throne.
Get in fervent prayer over it and ask him who you need to support.
Yeah, and then do some research. Like I said, vet your candidates, and then go make a vote, because your vote can make a difference, and your no vote will definitely make a difference.
Well, it's
a
very,
terrible difference.
Very profound. You know, it says in the word that my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge, and that's because we don't do our due diligence.
Right.
We don't.
It's easier to let somebody else do all the research. Well, we appreciate you tuning in to our show, and we will be back tomorrow morning right here on 96.5 KECO. Thank you, Lord, for the rain that's falling.
Thanks
to all of our great sponsors. For Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.